Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, we're back, and we're talking once again about...
dogs.
Terry!
No, what?
Well, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But once again, about BSL, and that is, for the people who don't know...
Breed-specific legislation. I almost forgot. I don't know how I could have.
I know, it's... Guys, it's just stupid stuff that's happening in the United States all over the place. And it means that, you know, there are certain jurisdictions that won't allow you to have...
certain breeds.
Yeah, and it's wrong, period.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
I was going to say, it's driven largely by media hysteria and ignorance.
So we're going to talk specifically about something that happened that was very important... This last week,
yeah.
Came out of the Department of Justice. Woohoo! Federal government gets it right for a change.
Yeah, and it is unusual.
But bless their little hearts, bless their little pointy heads, you know?
Exactly.
But the headline is, DOJ tackles breed discrimination. More bad news for Denver, which is great news for dog lovers.
Exactly. Because Denver has had as I told Dee earlier, I don't know the law exactly, but it's a big stinking turd law because it's just garbage. But for about 25 years, they have banned pit bulls. And we can put that in quotes because anything they deem a pit bull is a pit bull.
Right. So it's discriminating on looks.
Right. Square head.
Big body, whatever.
Yeah, which just described Dee's dog, Murphy.
Right. My chocolate lab. Once again, you're going to ban my Murphy? Oh, and any of his relatives? Oh, it's just nonsense. But anyway, the reason this is so important is the DOJ is from whence comes the Americans with Disabilities Act. Yeehaw. That law is going to kick Denver's butt.
Yep.
Because they have not allowed service dogs who look like pit bulls.
Right.
To even be in their city. They have seized service dogs.
We talked about that one, the vet who had PTSD.
Right.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. It is syndrome.
A disorder.
Thank you. And seized his pit bull.
Right. Who had been his service dog for 7 years.
Yeah. And was given to him by the VA.
Hello.
The Veterans Administration.
I mean, it's just... utter nonsense and
stupid.
Oh, big stupid. So what has happened as a result? Well, his dog was actually removed from him for a while. He got the dog back, thankfully. It was extremely traumatic, but for both him and his dog. I mean, he's got PTSD, guys, and he's a Marine. You know, that should, like, warn you off. You know, and as he says, he's quoted in one of the articles, folks should be way more afraid of him than his dog, which I kind of like. At any rate, what has happened as a result of that is he and two other folks with similar service dogs and similar stories have created a lawsuit against the city of Denver. And the ADA is backing that.
Yeah.
They're saying, sorry, guys, but federal law trumps your law.
Yeah.
Yay!
I hope they win a ton of money and force Denver into bankruptcy. And
absolutely.
Screw
you know,
them.
How dare a city, you know, one of the things that makes me so crazy is that is a city, like many in our country, that, you know, it draws people, it draws business people, you know, big conferences and all that kind of junk. And here they are. Acting like little bitty no-name town in the way that they think about dogs. You know, shame on you. You should know better than that. You should be educated well enough to know that BSL is absolutely wrong.
Well, this year they actually did look at the law, and there was hope in the dog community that they would be overturning it, because
right.
What they've got is this long history of proof that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And to maintain their ignorance, they continued the law. You know, there's been thousands of dogs pulled from families and just euthanized, point blank.
And it's just absolutely insane. Thank goodness for the internet, for media, because these days it happens and it's going to get out there. People are going to know about it. People are going to get outraged about it. And I've got, I'm going to a conference in September in Denver, and I'm going to have some kind of T-shirt on me that screams, BSL is wrong. And, you know...
I think we determined sucks was what we were going to put on the shirt.
I think that's exactly right. So look for me, Denverites. I'm going to be there going, you know, what is wrong with you people? Let's have a conversation here. So anyway, guys, we're going to put the links up. Want you to be able to read, like, the story behind the story. And we really want people to get angry about this. It's not appropriate to judge a dog by the way he looks. And... it's certainly inappropriate to pull a service dog from someone. Oh, my gosh, what are you thinking? The guy's got PTSD anyway.
But the thing is the dude that shows up at the door is you know, no clue what he's doing. He's there with a stick to pick up a dog.
Right.
But education of a topic is important, and these people need to understand a little bit about what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, and they do, and... what they don't get is the fallout.
Yeah. And what are the consequences?
Here's a quote from this gentleman who got his dog Precious back and who's part of this lawsuit. She's back home, but he says the ordeal left them both a little wounded because they just took his dog away. She's not the same. I got to train her again. They messed her up bad. You know? Shame on you. That's the fallout I'm talking about. This guy so needs this dog to keep him level, you know? And he's a vet. Yeah. You know, he's a Vietnam vet. Anyway, we are hoping against hope that this sort of thing is going to be history.
Yeah. It's you know, it's just madness. I do not understand it. The media hype around it, you know, other than it, you know, negative press always sells, but it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to read our listeners a quote, and this is from the Department of Justice, and this is why this is so big, and it is going to just smack Denver right upside the head. The department does not believe that it is either appropriate or consistent with the ADA to defer to local laws that prohibit certain breeds of dogs based on local concerns that these breeds may have a history of unprovoked aggression or attacks. Such deference would have the effect of limiting the rights of persons with disabilities under the ADA. That's huge.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we will report back when we know more. In the meantime, we will put links up so you guys can read about all of this. And if BSL is going on in your community, step up to the plate. Write letters, call legislators, get organized. Don't let it happen in your town.
Right, because the thing you need to realize is today it's a specific breed, and that does vary depending on location. You know, pit bulls, or quote-unquote pit bulls, are what seem to get focused on a lot because of the media BS. But remember, if there's none of those, then it's another dog, and it might be a German Shepherd. Historically, it's been German Shepherds, Rottweilers, and Doberman Pinschers.
Right. Here's another quote from the DOJ, which because you just said something about German Shepherds. Talking about jurisdictions with breed restrictions. Some have restrictions that, while they feel they are well-meaning, have the unintended effect of screening out the very breeds of dogs that have successfully served as service animals for decades without a history of the type of unprovoked aggression or attacks that would pose a direct threat, i.e., German Shepherds. German Shepherds were the first CNI dogs in this country. You know? So it's nonsense. I don't know how this country came to where it is with breed-specific legislation. It's just craziness.
It's ignorance.
Yeah, it is.
It's ignorance. And people feed on that fear. And I'm not saying that, you know, there aren't problems with certain breeds of dogs at certain times, but it's an owner problem. And one of the trends you're seeing, so they'll say, you know, quote-unquote pit bull attacks somebody. But when they find out is there's cocaine in the system. The dog's been a fighter, and the owner's been fighting him. He's got coke in the system, and it runs up and bites somebody or mauls a kid or something.
Right.
Hello, how is that the dog's problem? It's this idiot who needs to be put down, not the dog.
Right. It's the idiot human being. And what do they say all the time? It's the deed, not the breed. And and we've talked ad nauseum about the fact that, you know, dog bites in this country. Most of them are by small breed dogs. The problem is they're not reported because they're small breed dogs, and it's not the same as having the jaws of a 90-pound dog on you. And so just the concept that a breed of dogs is bad is just so off the hook.
Yeah, it's madness.
Yeah.
And you know, specifically what you're talking about too on that small dog breed, there was a test or a test. There was a report given out, and dachshunds were the number one small breed dog to bite children.
Right.
And that's recorded. That's
yeah.
factual.
It is. It was a scientific study.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, it was many hundreds of dogs that they looked into to get right. to come to that conclusion. And the top dogs were all small breed dogs. There
right.
were no
For
large breed dogs.
For frequency of bite. Yeah.
yeah. Talk to any groomer, any dog professional, any people who have doggy daycares and boarding kennels. They'll all tell you the same thing. They get it from the small breeds. They don't get it from the big dogs.
Yeah.
So, and with that,
I think we're done soapboxing for this episode.
Unvent. Later.
Bye.